GMGM, everybody. Thanks for coming to the NAS Jam session.
How's it going over there, guys?
Great to be here.
Excited to be here.
Nice. Yeah, well, we've got a pretty exciting show. I can't even tell what else is happening around this That's Gnarly platform. I'll hand it over to you, Garmin. You can talk a bit more about what's going on here.
Hey, man, sure thing. I've just settled the auction on NAS.WTF, by the way, in case anyone's interested. So today is a special day because Rocketman and the crew from Collective and House of Nouns have deployed the MVP and first live version of That's Gnarly. So it's at thatsgnar.ly. And today we're going to go through how it works, interview Rocketman and learn more about the ins and outs. And we'll talk a bit more about sort of the vision for it. But it's a marketplace for attention, and it's a daily open edition that is dropped based on what the community curate as their favorite content from social media that's using our hashtag. So in the future, this is going to be a really cool onboarding tool. At the moment, we're mostly ironing out kinks with software and contracts and all that sort of stuff. And I've just spent a couple of hours this morning with the crew just setting up some transactions and stuff that are taking place in the background to give us our first ever edition mint from the platform, which will be live to 10 minutes. So it's pretty exciting times. I'm sat in a cafe, lots of caffeine, and I'm ready.
And I like the theme that we've been holding for this. That is, let's start a revolution. And that's why I wanted to bring in Rocketman. We're starting a revolution. Maybe from, you can start with, you know, who you are, what you do, and then talk to us about this starting of a revolution. What is this that the Gnarly citizens are doing?
Yeah, awesome. Nice to meet a lot of y'all. If I haven't already, I've been to many people in Discord, but a lot of unfamiliar faces in here. So appreciate everybody tuning in. But yeah, I've been on the team building House of Nouns for the past couple months, and I've always been super, super interested in NARS. Like, everything the community is doing right now is, like, the best stuff going on in Nouns and some of the best stuff going on the internet that I've found. And I'm super, super excited because I think That's Gnarly can potentially be a huge first step to unlocking the power of Web3 for the masses. I really think, like, having community curated content and kind of bringing street culture on chain, like Gami's been saying, is going to be for the world and for empowering athletes to uplift their communities. So I'm super excited about it. So thanks for having me.
So I want to encourage everyone, you know, like, guys who have been trying out the site, so you can come on stage if you have any questions for Rocketman. But I wanted to use this space mainly to dive deeper, maybe a little bit deeper into what's possible with this. Could you maybe talk a little bit about how can I submit something? I know this is audio, but it could, you know, help some people to understand, how can I submit something, and how does voting happen? The revenue, how does that work? Maybe if you can touch a bit about how it's working on the inside.
Right now, you can go to thatsgnar.ly/create, and all you need to input is your social media link and a URL to the content you're uploading, and then you can also upload it from a local file. And then from there, the content you upload is sent to a token-weighted upvote board. What this means is the NARS community and NARS token holders, both the new NARS contract and NARS OG, are able to vote on their favorite content after the content reaches a certain threshold. Kind of what we've decided on for this initial version is one open edition a day and then a one of one every week. So once that content reaches a certain threshold, it will be dropped by the community. And revenue-wise, the proceeds from the auction are split between the athlete and the NARSDAO treasure. So it's a really great way to, I think, align the community with athletes and also incentivize the community to curate the best street culture out there and drop it. And I think it could be a great new revenue source for NARSDAO as well, on top of just for athletes.
It's an interesting model too, isn't it? You know, it's like aggregating using existing networks and stuff instead of trying to reinvent the wheel. And, you know, there's people that, you know, typically already using other platforms to post their content, like Instagram and stuff. So it's not a stretch for them to kind of just set up an entirely new profile and try and build a following on a new platform. They can just submit here and the community can gather around it, and they can continue what they're doing with a slight addition, you know, get a chance to mint these editions.
Yeah, we've talked about, like, curating just based on hashtag too. So if you can imagine a future in the next couple months, maybe a year, where That's Gnarly becomes so big that, like, a ton of street athletes and extreme sports athletes around the world are using the hashtag. And what we can do is just automatically pipe that into the That's Gnarly platform. So they won't even have to leave the social medias they're used to.
Yeah, I think that's perfect too. I was wondering though, like, are you able to pull from multiple other platforms?
I haven't looked too much into the APIs of the different platforms. I think Twitter should be more straightforward. Instagram's pretty locked down, I know. But if you've submitted any content on That's Gnarly in the last 24 hours, you'd notice that if you use the Instagram link, what we now do is we pull the video directly from Instagram and upload it to IPFS. So that way it's kind of displayed much better on the site.
Nice.
One thing that I've been asking myself is, you know, this is a revolution and you do see such a product becoming very big. What then happens to the content, really? What happens to the content? Does it, and this is in terms of like provenance, is that when that video is minted by the DAO, then do we make it CC0 that anyone else could use it? And what happens to that? Have you guys, has any of you on the stage thought about that?
Yeah, it's something we've been discussing like amongst the group, but also, you know, mindful of the fact that if you think about in the past, like in crypto, there's a concept of vampire attack where you incentivize people to move their liquidity from one platform to another. And this is sort of an experiment in that, where there's obviously some upfront risks, but we're working closely together to make sure that we have different steps in place for the creators of the content to be able to opt in and be the one who, you know, has the ultimate say. Like the community's curating it and sort of presenting the opportunity. And as, you know, obviously as we're getting started, there's lots of different bits and pieces that have to be, you know, finalized and changes made as we receive feedback. But I think it's that the important thing is that all those decisions should be and will be up to the content creator. Once you get the content, they're not really aware of what you're doing with it at certain points. So no doubt there's going to be some, you know, some challenges ahead, but we're taking this sort of like approach so that we can bootstrap it at first and we can learn from any sort of like mistakes that happen along the way. And I think Rocket Man can obviously speak more to that, but just wanted to add that at the start.
Yeah, you put that really well. I think I'd say much along the same line. But yeah, I really like the way Gami put it around like really incentivizing people to take ownership of what's rightfully theirs.
But I want to like chime in, like one aspect is like a derivative work is zero, just a derivative. If I make a derivative work, it's mine till I declare it like otherwise. You know, so it's a complicated question kind of like when you make work based on other work.
Yeah, that's dead right, man. So like when it comes to copyright law, the default way for copyright to function is if you create something, you by default hold a copyright to that content unless someone else can refute that claim, you know, with timestamp proof and all that sort of stuff. So we got to be like super mindful of what rights people have over certain content, of course. And when it comes to CC0, you're dead right. Like it's not a matter of pass through. It's someone has to opt in to make something CC0. They have to place it in the public domain.
The big joke. The joke is parody. If you make a parody of it or like a joke of it, it's okay. It's crazy.
That's part of what the opportunity I see with this as well. Like when I first started talking to Rocket Man and his team about doing this project on top of, you know, NAS as a protocol, it was really interesting because I immediately thought, you know, there's various verticals where it could be used, like whether that's from animators or people making vlogs or people creating music or any kind of art. It's just an opportunity for like community curation. And I think what's interesting about that with licensing is it's this kind of like this lab environment where we can do all these speedy experiments and learn from all these mistakes. And if we are ever to like get in trouble for making the wrong decision, it's a matter of, you know, doing a burn and asking for forgiveness. So that there is obviously you know, a lot of unknowns, but I think the way that the team have approached it has been really interesting because they're very mindful of all those things. And like with any product, to start off with a minimum viable product, product, and then you work out all the kinks and figure out how you can make it work. So
it's pretty exciting. Kind of the fun part. That's the fun part. Fun.
It's so true. It is fun, and I guess like much in line with our own culture, like you don't go to a spot and like ask the security guard if you can hit the rail. You just hit the rail, and then when he gets you in trouble, you apologize and you do it again. And then if he says one more time, then you leave.
That's the game. Maybe just to segue a little bit, looking at what we have on the menu here. Not in news by Satori. Satori is on stage. Hey Satori, how have you been? Actually, you can segue us into some of the chat. I wanted to chat about some proposals which are up for voting. Maybe we can start with you, like talk to us about your prop and gnarly news, what's been happening.
Yeah, for sure. So the gnarly news is actually just about to go live. I want to make sure we had that link for the first edition on That's Gnarly included in there. So that way all the readers can have a chance to get on there and mint an edition. So that'll be going out in just a few minutes. But we do have, you know, a few proposals up, one of those being my own for Gnarly News. So we have, let's see, so the first one we have actually was Nico Carolla. So that one was sponsored by Davin. And Nico is a big wave jet ski rescue rider. So he does, you know, a lot of the pulling for big wave riders and, you know, the jet ski rescue and safety drills that they do out there. So his proposal is live and that voting ends on 14th. So I think there's still about 3 days left, two days left for that. I'm getting my days mixed up. So then we have the Gnarly News proposal. So that one ends just after Nico's proposal. And so that one is, you know, requesting retroactive funding for the first 14 editions about to be for Gnarly News, and then the next 3 months going forward. So check that out. And again, you know, I'm always open to feedback. Like if anyone has any comments, criticism, you know, like let me know, you know, always trying to improve. Like if there's anything I can do to make it, you know, more accessible, if you think there's something that, make it more entertaining, something you'd prefer to be highlighted, you know, different things like that, you know, just let me know. My DMs are always open. And then our last proposal here that is live, this one ends on the 15th. So this one is for seeding That's Gnarly with 50 NARS. And so this will be the rewards for the athletes and the editions that are minted on here. And I think, you know, as we've been talking about, like that is super valuable. Like we have to have those. And I think it's really exciting to see what these guys are building over here. And honestly, it's really exciting just to be part of it and like to see, because I remember I was literally just telling my wife about, you know, the first time I read about the Revolution, you know, protocol, and I was like, wow, that's, you know, a really good idea. And then when you guys came to NARS and were like, hey, let's, you know, like we could try this out, it was like, you know, a perfect fit. And even she, who's not, you know, super keen on Web3 and, you know, up to date on all of our terminology and the things we're doing, it was like, you know, that's actually, you know, really smart. Like that's a good way to approach it. So yeah, I think super valuable proposal. I think it's, you know, it's really exciting to be here and to be a part of this launch. So really looking forward to everything that we're doing down the road.
That's amazing. Thanks for that, Satori. I see Brett is coming on stage. Brett, you can come on stage and maybe also give us an update on what you've been working on. It's really by the community space, so anyone can request and come on stage, have a chill out. But as for me, I'm excited to see what this platform is going to grow into. On the board meeting, I call it a cash cow, but think about it. It is one of those things that I like how Gami compares it to Top Shot. And it's true, man. If you look at what Dapper Labs has been able to do. Is it Dapper Labs that started Top Shots, I think? Yeah, Brett, let's hear what you have to say.
To answer that question, yes, Dapper and Top Shots. But yeah, I just came up because I just wanted to say That's Gnarly is so sick, and I just minted Vlad's little video that just went up for sale. 0.0069. It looks like I was the first one to pick it up.
Oh my god,
I'm jealous. Yeah. I wanted to know. I put a video
up. I took the Motorhead soundtrack, so I think I stole it. So I don't think it could be sold for anything. But it could be a Freeman. If it could be a Freeman, it could be a Freeman, because you're not doing any copyright if it's free, right?
That's interesting. things. Like, Rocketman, what do you think of now, like, what PBS is, has done? Like, people could create videos that have other content. What do we have, like, a back-end curation for that? Like, what
if you sample copyrighted material, but don't charge for it. You're not selling, you're giving away for free. So you make a free mint with, like, a sample of copyrighted material.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm not really sure. I think it's just going to come down to what the community decides to mint, and then obviously, like, giving all the power to the content creator towards the end. But I just want to say, minting is now open on That's Gnarly. You go over and click the daily drop button, you can now mint. Looks like we have 3 or 4 or 5 mints already. So yeah, definitely go check it out and mint some shit. This is gonna be fucking awesome. Revolution's starting.
Yeah, let's go. Such a smooth process, nice and smooth. Too. Like, you know, for the first first mint, click the button, mint, you're done, you see who community payout.
By the way, something I also wanted to point out, also to Satori, go on.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize my mic was. Yeah, no, I was just excited for, you know, the mint to be live. I was happy it worked, everything worked real smooth.
Boom. And how happy. I'm so happy it's Vlad. And this video is crazy, man. But I'm so happy to Vlad NFT that is out of the gate first.
Really excited. I feel like it's such a, it really captures, like, the SNR is, like, one of the things that, you know, Gammy has mentioned a few times, you know, about the culture of just extreme sports in general, of falling and getting back up. Like, honestly, this is just a perfect video to be the first NFT on the launch of this platform. So, it worked out perfectly. So,
yeah, this video is fucking sick. I loved it.
That's something that's cool about this format too, right? Like, you know, typically in the past, something like this might be, you know, most of this video might be at the end of a escape film. If it was for a poster or something, it would just be like a single shot.
Yeah, now we can
capture the entire process and, you know, collect that experience that someone's had and share it with others as well. Like, you know, minting these is, I look at it as onboarding tools. Like, if you've got extras, then you can tell your friends about this thing, you can send them the NFT, explain to them, like, how to get it, and onboard people into the space and into using this kind of technology by sharing cool shit with them like this, you know. I think if they're, you know, skaters that aren't in the space already, and you go, like, look what's going on here, you know, it's splitting the revenue and there's already a community gathering around this, like, just start submitting your stuff, and, you know, then it's like, it's a much cooler onboarding process when you can go, look at some of these other ones I've got, I'll send you. I love this stuff.
That's amazing. I think we're going to do something with Nas and announce sounds soon, some little bubble stuff, so that's still in the works, some alpha there. Alex Dolo is here.
Yo.
You're Ashanti. Talk to us. How you doing, man? What do you feel about that Gnarly?
Rocket Man's doing his thing, bro. So is Vlad. Everybody's open to doing that thing, bro. Very, very cool.
When are you dropping something on That's Gnarly? I wanna vote for you. Get some of those clips.
Oh,
I'm the one over there dropping the most stuff. Which I'm messing around with
it. Let's vote him up.
Yeah, I know. I'm literally just messing around with it, trying to see, like, what's good, so that, like, when I explain everything to everybody that I'm, like, connected with, and that I've already been, like, getting into the skate hive and to NARS.
I wanted to ask you, Rocket Man, so what happens now to Ashanti's video? Because I see it is Vlad's video that got minted. What happens now to Ashanti's video, yet it has more votes and whatnot? I don't know if you... am I wrong? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, the general idea is that once something's minted, it can't be minted again. And so what's going to happen is the leaderboard will update later tonight to kind of move down the ones that have been minted already and kind of hide them from them, if that makes sense. But they'll still be accessible on another board.
So I got a question. All right, and if I've already minted some, if I've already posted content under a different wallet, so what's the difference between posting it under two different wallets? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have a NARS wallet, and then I have, like, an extra wallet that I mess around with. You know what I mean? Just to see what I'm doing with whatever's going on in the system, you know? So I noticed I posted content on the one wallet and I went to go look at my content. I was like, yo, where's content at? And then I noticed, I was like, oh, I'm guessing because I switched wallets. It's under a different address, huh?
Yeah, so that's interesting. We're working on like multi-wallet connection fine, but in terms of the payouts and stuff, it's all going to a multi-sig between Vlad, Gami, and I. So we'll just be handling the payouts at least for the next couple days or couple weeks manually because it gets a little tricky. What the goal is obviously to build this into a permissionless protocol, but to do that need some sort of registry or trustless way to, I guess, pay out athletes if they potentially don't have a wallet set up either. So those are all things we'll be working through. But in terms of multi-wallet, we're going to add that to site and shouldn't worry about in terms of getting paid or anything. There's nothing to worry about.
No, I wasn't worried about that. But Instagram's going to end up forcing everybody to want to end up creating a wallet under MetaMask or something else just because they're already doing their... They're already doing their marketplace, their NFT marketplace, as if they're doing an OpenSea.
Yeah, that's true, man. I actually met with the head of collectibles from Instagram when I was in London. Her name skips my memory at the moment, but she was super nice and asking about like ways that creators in our could use Instagram and stuff. So it'll be cool to imagine that in the future that there could be a sort of two-way relationship there as well, where, you know, there's obviously a push for people wanting to move to more like, you know, ownership-based content and stuff. But I think there's going to be a long curve where that sort of, you know, slowly develops. So yeah, hopefully we can work out like the easiest ways to just make onboarding simple. And I have seen some products where like you can basically send someone a link and it's like a transition from like a custodial wallet to your own, but you can basically like get this link and just like send the cash to your bank account if you wanted to, or you could redeem it as like a gift card on Amazon, or you could even send it to your own wallet and stuff. So I think that's going to be like a big theme in the next year or two is these sort of like transitional wallet experiences. And links are definitely a good way to start. That you can share a link just about anywhere. So yeah, pretty keen to see what happens with that.
Shout out to I just seen a bid come in here from Cooper Trooper. And yeah, that's Nali. I think that's Nali is making a splash in the market real big. But yeah, there's something that I don't understand. I'm just wondering, like, so the auction cadence essentially picks the video that has the most votes at what time? That's the question I would want to ask. At what time does it pick the video that has the most votes?
So for today, it was 8 p.m. So ideally what we do is like a 24-hour rolling basis. Like,
and that's UCT, right?
Sorry, yeah,
UTC,
8 p.m.
So it would be 8 p.m.
Yeah, whenever the NARS jam session started.
I love it.
That'll probably excited. Love it.
I would say that's NARS. That's
NARS, man. I think that's something I wanted to. That's something I really wanted to highlight on the platform is that it's athletes, artists, essentially what we're here for, to celebrate the artistry of extreme sports. There is no limit if you want to submit designs, videos, people are going to collab together on this. So I'm excited to see, you know, what we build on here. I think we have to wrap up the space.
So have a good week, everybody.
Fred again, hell yeah.
And yeah, speak to you all soon. Keep it gnarly.